infusioncryoandlaser.com. Last we checked, the internet's not been frozen down or anything, so you could do some research this morning. Hear about this stuff all the time. Today's the day to look into it, because where are you going to go?
Yeah.
If you're home, you're probably going to be there all day.
Because we're probably going to be here all day. I'm going to do news and views.
The Amy Show debuts at 9 o'clock this
morning. I can't do that. I'll lose all Barron's listeners.
We got a fresh edition of Fox News coming up in moments.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
There's snow everywhere, man. There's snow everywhere, man. No one's front lawn's bare, man. There's snowflakes in the air, man. Shoveling, I've had my share, man. There's snow everywhere. There's snow in California, Ohio, Maine, and Minnesota, New York, Iowa, even down to Florida, North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Oklahoma, Texas, Connecticut, and down in Alabama, Michigan, and Massachusetts, Washington, D.C., even up in the mountains of Hawaii. Yeah, there's snow everywhere, man. There's snow everywhere, man. No one's front lawn's bare, man. There's snowflakes in the air, man. Shoveling, I've had my share, man. There's snow everywhere. There's snow in Kansas, Arizona, Colorado, Jersey, Oregon, Nevada, Delaware, and Tennessee, Nebraska, Vermont, Rhode Island, Missouri, Louisiana, Arkansas, Illinois, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, Utah, New Hampshire, people in Alabama putting on snow tires. There's snow everywhere, man. There's snow everywhere, man. No one's front lawn's bare, man. The snowflakes in the air, man. Shoveling, I've had my share, man. There's snow everywhere.
There is 3 inches of it with ice underneath. Do not get in your car.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
At 8 o'clock, stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Former White House advisor Steve Bannon goes back before the House Intelligence Committee tomorrow after refusing to answer some questions yesterday. California Democrat Adam Schiff says,
this was effectively a gag order by the White House, preventing this witness from answering almost any question concerning his time in the transition or the administration, and many questions even after he left the administration.
Bannon's also been subpoenaed by special counsel Robert Mueller about Russian election meddling. Former congressman and presidential candidate Dennis Kucinich says he's running for governor of Ohio, announcing it on Fox and Friends.
The one thing I can do that I don't know there's another Democrat in Ohio who could run for office and do is that I can reach out to the people who voted for President Trump.
Kucinich was the mayor of Cleveland 40 years ago, elected to city council there when he was just 23 years old. Fox News. We report, you decide.
This kind of weather gets different reactions from different people. How do you feel, Greg Budell?
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
What about you, Jay Scott?
You're as cold as ice.
And how are you, Emily Hayes?
Walking in a winter wonderland.
You holding up okay, Bailey the Wonder Dog?
I love it.
And Rich Thomas, we know you're okay. You're just so stinking
adorable.
That's right. Oh, and look, a little squirrel outside the window. How are you, little fella?
I'm freezing my nuts off.
That's too bad. Here comes three men and a lady.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
Now, when I'm frozen, I just look like that's the role I play. Two men and a lady. Jay Scott's been frozen in Canada. We have no idea how this day is going to play out. First things first, though,
Hey, and I'm going to check current conditions here in just a minute. But as I do, let me remind you that the main problem is the travel, because the precipitation has moved out of the state. Skies are clear. It's the wind and the cold, which are certainly something that will catch your attention as soon as you walk out the door. And then you'll notice, of course, the snow-covered walkways and roadways. And in fact, the interstate is still snow-covered and icy. And so that's why we have the civil emergency in effect for every county here in central Alabama. They're telling you, just don't travel. Don't even think about it. Just don't travel, period. So that's the deal there. Our forecast for today, windy and cold, with a high temperature barely up to about 31. That means we stay below freezing. That means the roads don't have a chance to recover. The winds will be out of the northwest at 15 to 22 miles per hour. Wind chills, which are single digits now, will be in the teens later. And then clear, very cold tonight. Overnight low temperature 17. Everything freezes again. Well, of course, it won't thaw. Sunshine today, tomorrow with a high around 43. That sounds nice. Near 20 tomorrow night. We like that. Low 50s on Friday. Sure, bring it on. And then Saturday's high, 61.
What?
I might go in shorts on Saturday. No, I'm kidding. Sunday's high in mid-60s. Showers and thunderstorms on Monday. Right now, and I'm checking the brand new conditions which have just come in. At the top of the hour, we get brand new conditions from every airport. Last hour, they were shocking. So let's see what they are this hour as we check every airport. Last hour, Alexander City was the cold spot at 11. Let's see if we have any new winners. Well, Montgomery is at 14 with winds gusting to 21 miles per hour. What would that make the wind chill? He's looking. The wind chill in Montgomery is -3.
Not surprised.
Lordy.
-3 wind chill now.
Unreal.
Let's see. Maxwell Air Force Base is at 15 degrees with a wind chill. Congratulations, Maxwell. Your wind chill is above zero at 3.
I just got news that Don Duncan will be closed today.
There you go. I mean, if they're closed, you can pretty much assume just about any business right. that wasn't open overnight right. into the morning hours yeah. is going to be shut down.
We can guarantee that Taco Bell will be closed today, too. There was a fire overnight, folks.
Can't believe that Taco Bell on Zelda is gone.
Burned to the ground.
Yep. Gone, gone, gone.
We don't know the cause of that fire either yet.
Hey, so hopefully you won't have an accident this morning, let me tell you this. Troy King Law Firm has a great app that you need to get. If you don't get it right now, you need to get it as soon as you can. It's a Troy King Law app. And so if you are in an accident, let you record witnesses at the accident scene, take photos of the scene, preserve all the information you need. All right? So be sure you get witnesses' names and telephone numbers at the scene. Take pictures of damage, injuries. Document everything. Don't talk to the insurance company. Don't give statements to adjusters. Take care of your health. Go see a doctor. And then take care of your future. Call a lawyer. And I suggest you call the Troy King Law Firm. He's a great stand-up guy. He's going to level the playing field, and they're going to take care of you. It's something they take very personally at the Troy King Law Firm with every case, every client, every day. The guy who is protecting us as Attorney General for 7 years here in the state of Alabama is still protecting you. So give the law offices of Troy King a call at 215-4440.
That number again?
215-4440.
215-4444.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Your fingers are frozen.
They are. And I have been back in the warmth for some time now.
Yes.
I will say this. I think today is the coldest day I've had since I've lived in Montgomery. There was a day, the first winter I was here, where we had it wasn't snow, but we had a major cold blast and some really high winds behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just had back surgery. I remember trying to, I was actually using a walker, and not with tennis balls on the bottom either. And the wind is whistling at my rear end. It's so freaking cold, and the boss sees me plodding towards the front door, and he comes. The only time I've ever been really mad at him since I've been here, he says, "Buck up, Greg." I almost bucked that walker up something that was...
Hey, when you slipped here in the back, was that an ice situation, ice and snow situation?
Or was that just a fuddy-duddy Greg moment?
The one up here where they had to take me out in an ambulance?
No. Didn't you slip in the back?
No. That was on a summer day.
Oh, okay.
No, the cause of that wasn't ice. It was stupidity.
Okay. All right.
The first stupidity was those geniuses at the other station trying to wheel a four... drawer width file cabinet across a 2 foot wide sidewalk. It fell on the grassy knoll behind the building. Me, Mr. Good Coworker, here, I'll get underneath it and push up so it doesn't slide all the way down the hill. Well, my feet are doing this, this thing weighs a ton, because they didn't bother to take the files out, right? That's how bright they are. So I'm trying to do this behind the cabinet, and that's what happened. I went down.
Right.
Like a rocket into the fence. I hit it so hard that I stood up from the ground and then fell to the right into into the sewer.
Ew.
Well, there's nothing in it. But I still could show you the scars on my ankle from cutting my ankle on the bricks down there.
And then there was the incident yesterday that were Bailey related.
Oh, well, I was just worried about her. Didn't want to hurt the Bailey.
We have a caller on the phone.
And it is?
Steve from Elmwood. Hey,
hello, Steve.
Good morning. Good morning, Greg, and everybody. Hi. Emily.
Hi.
And, of course, Rich. Rich, thank you so much for all the wonderful weather you brought us. It's a winter wonderland up here in the Grandview Oaks of Millbrook. But just got finished walking the dogs, and the one concern, and I just wanted to let everybody know, of course, I know you guys have already talked about it, but having lived in New Jersey, we got to put up for this all the time, but there is about a quarter inch of ice under the snow on the road.
Right.
And I have seen people get out, and it's like, well, okay. But it's interesting. But walk the dog. My Labrador is playing in the snow. The other ones don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, dogs are very different with that. I doubt will be into exploring it. Spoiled boys.
Rich, when should we see any conditions? Should it be Friday before we really see anything improve?
Well, no, I think tomorrow, as we get to a high of 43, obviously things will melt by then. But I think a lot of this day, when we get to 31, we'll be close to slushy, but then it'll freeze again tonight with lows in the teens. So, we're looking at a serious situation travel-wise today.
It's not going to get any better today.
No, that's true. That is true.
It's possible, from what I've read, I've done a little research, that the sun may help get rid of a little of the ice.
Uh-huh.
But as he pointed out, and I saw this right behind our building, Steve.
Yeah.
Once you crunch down through the snow, there is a very thick coat of ice, about a half inch.
Yeah, that's where the problem's at,
So as cars travel through the snowpack and wear that down, the roads are only going to get more dangerous as the day gets on.
Right, because I was having a fun time just walking the dogs, making sure I didn't slip.
The question is, how the hell do we get from here to where we want to go?
Yeah.
Good
if
point.
We're going
where
home?
Do we now, want to go?
Well, that's the thing.
Now, Greg, I know you had spent time up north, and it seemed to me, would Alabama be smart to invest in a little bit of snow removal equipment just to get the major arteries clear?
They actually do have some, but they station it, and understandably so, across the northern third of the state.
You know what we need? Here's what they could do, and it wouldn't break the bank to do it. They should have a salt mountain, like they have them scattered around Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And when this type of weather starts to set in, the trucks go down the main roads, spread the salt, and that'll keep the ice from completely forming as it did in our situation.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it makes it drivable. Doesn't make it perfectly safe, but it's a hell of a lot better than what we got right now.
Well, in Arkansas, what they used to have was these graders, these road graders, and they put a rubber blade on it, and they would just run them up and down the interstate to at least get the majority of the snow off the road.
Yeah,
and all, and a lot of times I remember one time I had to bring my wife to the hospital, and all I did was follow this road grader going 25 miles an hour. But we got there.
But you know, so, got there, right?
Yeah, but I'm sure glad you guys are on the air. That's the first thing I did when I got up this morning, turned you guys on, and said, "Well, somehow y'all made it."
Here we are. Never left my house.
Thank you.
With a greater sense of adventure than I did today.
Yeah.
Coming in, I had no idea what to expect.
Oh yeah.
If I could even get out of the neighborhood.
I think that's why I didn't sleep solidly, is because I knew that.
So
we should publish some of our early morning texts someday. we'll have a
I want to thank Tip Thames, because he sold me a vehicle that has four-wheel drive, and it handled the snow perfectly. But no vehicle, no matter what, unless you have teeth in the tires, is going to be completely safe on ice. So that's going to be the ultimate issue. And I think this is going to be a 36-hour event for all practical purposes. Little, if anything, is going to be able to open today. Don Duncan's closing.
Yeah.
You know, it's bad. It's just, like they said, the EASA, the roads are impassable. And they're not exaggerating. This is not a stereo-driven condition. Who's on two?
It would be James from Montgomery.
Hello, James.
Hello. I work at a healthcare facility, so I am on my way in. Mm. The roads are iced over here in Montgomery as well. There are a few cars out on the road, but not many. Yep. And people are out making snow angels in their front yards. So.
Well,
that's what they need to be doing right now. Making snow angels and little old snowmen and taking a whole bunch of pictures. And, yeah, not chancing it on the roads.
Bailey, you want to make a snow angel later?
Say yes.
Only if you join me, Daddy.
Well, James,
I'll take pictures of that. You making snow angels behind the building in the grassy knoll? I'll take pictures of that.
We appreciate your dedication to your patients.
Yes, thank you. Y'all be safe.
Are you on the road right now?
Yes.
Yes, I am. I'm almost arrived at my destination.
And is there anybody else on the road with you?
There's a few cars, not many, but I've seen probably about 10 cars in the 5 miles that I've traveled.
All right. We appreciate your call very, very much and your service. Yeah. Thanks.
I have to share this because, you know, Rosie Brock.
Yep.
Sure, Rosie.
Rosie's amazing.
A wonderful lady.
And you can tell she really listens to us because she just posted on Facebook, on my Facebook, happy first anniversary, Emily. And it's a whole flock of pink flamingos.
Aww.
I was so touched. It doesn't take a lot to make me happy. I mean, just a picture of some pink flamingos and a bottle of whiskey and bing, bang, boom. The only thing that would make it better is some pow mouth.
Or hold the flamingos.
Some drunken plink flamingos.
Plink flamingos.
Who's the one that sounds like I've had Maker's Mark already this morning? I think it's actually cold enough where it's affecting my diction.
Oh, man.
18 minutes after 8 o'clock. So here's what we're going to do, boys and girls. We're going to play True the Baloney. We will need one and one contestant only for the game. So whoever wants to be first at 272-9228 will get to play. And again, this is for a Seafood Bistro gift card. Now, Paul said he is going to open up today.
Paul is going to do regular hours.
Wow. Well, more power to you, buddy. But I don't think you'll be able to redeem your winnings for any prize today here at the station because most of our people can't get in. So there's been no news. And as far as Travis is concerned, you just got a good idea from our last caller. What's really happening out there this morning, very few cars on the road. They don't want you on the road. And it's not likely that much, if any, of this is going to melt today. So we're talking about something that's going to linger into tomorrow. 272-9228 to play. True the Baloney. Betty White's our topic on News Talk 93.1 FM at 820.
Bone-chilling temperatures and frigid winds blowing across the U.S.
It feels colder in Chicago with a wind chill of minus 10 than on the surface of Mars.
It's so cold.
The negative double-digit temperatures felt across much of the Midwest and Northeast this new year are breaking century-old records. Cold. 60 degrees below zero.
The winter.
Every state except Hawaii had at least one area reporting a below freezing temperature this morning.
The cold has now spread to my special place.
It is colder today in Dallas, Texas than it is in Anchorage, Alaska.
America's ice age has begun.
The growing season is over, but before you know it, you'll have to take care of your lawn and landscaping again. Time to call J&S Professional Lawn Service and let John Cato and the staff give your lawn a winter prep. J&S is a cost-effective, cut-effective service that will beautifully groom your lawn and yard with an edge that stands out above the others. Get ready now. J&S Professional Lawn Service is now accepting commercial and industrial landscaping customers. Call for an estimate. Ask for John Cato at 202-8760. That's 202-8760. J&S Professional Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day, whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
No other vehicle quite matches the safety and confidence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLE. So we're comparing it to a quarterback. A quarterback's offensive line protects him from every angle. The GLE has radar systems and ultrasonic sensors for complete coverage. A quarterback can get penalized for delaying the game. If you delay, you'll miss this great offer. There's never been a better time to experience the security and intelligence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLE. Lease the 2018 GLE 350 for $599 a month for 36 months with $5,223 due at signing. Test drive one today. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through January 31st, 2018. Some equipment described as optional. See Operator's Manual for additional information and warnings. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 227 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or call 334-277-5700.
Rise and shine and don't forget your booties because it's cold out there.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Save his souvenirs from this memorable
moment. I love it.
Right now, though, we are ready to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire, and it's a good morning to do it.
True! Snow baloney!
And joining us to play the game is T-Spear. How exciting to have you on the phone in a game mode today and not just call me to comment on a topic.
Oh, it is a lot of fun. I am excited about this. You know, I try and let people in Montgomery do the games because it's much easier for them to pick up a prize, which they deserve. Right. So we'll try this, and then I'll have an idea.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Okay.
Excellent. Now, you got two lifelines here that you can consult.
Do we not need to say anything when you ask the question? unless T-Sphere ask us what we think.
Let her ask you.
Okay, because, you know, I like to shout things
and
out.
And then after she gives her answer, you guys give yours.
Okay.
And we need two out of three right, or we need them all wrong. And again, our topic is Betty White on her 96th birthday.
Boy.
And not Emily's car.
Right, yes.
We can deal with it. Okay.
All right, statement one. Betty is her nickname. Her real first name is Elizabeth. Again, Betty is her nickname. Her real first name is Elizabeth. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
And what do you say, Emily?
I say baloney.
What do you say, Rich?
You know, it's probably true.
Unfortunately,
not true.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
Right. Betty is normally a nickname for Elizabeth, but her birth certificate says Betty Marion White. So that's not even a stage name. That's a real name.
Oh, Betty? Okay.
Her parents specifically named her Betty because they had a white car.
What? My Betty White's white.
I'm kidding.
Oh, God bless it, Greg.
Gotcha.
I was right there with you. All trust is gone.
Oh, no. Hey, you're still in the game, T-Spear. Statement two. Betty White is on Twitter and has over 1 million followers. Again, Betty White is on Twitter and has over
1 million
followers.
I would not be surprised to have seen her on Twitter. Whether or not she has a million followers, I don't know. But, you know, there are a lot of people who like her. So I'm going to go again with true.
Winning.
That is correct. She has 1.4 million followers.
She is a sassy old broad, and I love her.
She is. She and I don't share the same politics, but she's a tremendous actress. We'll leave that alone.
I wish she had shut her mouth. I wish she hadn't said anything.
Oh, I didn't know she said.
I don't know if she said anything. I don't want to know if she said anything. You're not going to tarnish. It can't tarnish it for me. Rich and I don't know. Don't tell us.
All right.
We're not going to say anything else.
Ignorance is bliss. It's how I've lived my entire life.
There's a tough one now. Statement three. She's on television since the 50s, but has still never won an Emmy. Again, she's been on TV since the 50s.
I think that's true also.
I think it's true also.
Yeah, true.
The only thing I can think is that she won an ensemble thing with the Golden Girls, but I'm not certain.
Unfortunately, T-Spear.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
Oh, well.
Now, wait a minute. We're going to give you a second chance. We've got two more statements. If you get both of these right, we'll let you win.
Okay.
Because I'm the game show host. That's right, and I can make the rules up as I go along. By the way, she has been nominated for 21 Emmys.
Mm-hmm.
Her first win was for the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
All right.
And as Sue Ann Evans, she was hysterical. Her last win was in 2010 for hosting Saturday Night Live.
She was phenomenal.
All right. Next statement, she's the first female game show host to ever win an Emmy. Again, she's the first female game show host to ever win an Emmy. Truth or baloney?
Oh, I did not know she had been on a game show.
Oh, well, yeah, she used to.
I'm going to go with truth on that.
Good, I hit the true button before you could change your mind. It's one of the daytime Emmys she's won. She hosted a show back in 1983 called Just Men, where women had to guess how men would answer different questions. Actually, it sounds kind of interesting. Do you remember a show in the mid-70s called The Better Sex? It was hosted by Bill Anderson and some woman. And I liked it. It was a funny show because it was all about how men and women would respond to different things. It ran in primetime, too, if I'm not mistaken.
What's my line? What's my line was always one of them.
Yes, that was a good one.
Yeah, I like
Beat the Clock with Bud Collier.
Yeah, I didn't like Beat the Clock. Password
with Ellen Ludden, who is married to Betty White.
Yeah. The password is
the best game show ever.
All right, get this one right and you're a winner. She played her character from Golden Girls on a total of 4 different sitcoms. Again, she played her character from Golden Girls on a total of 4 different sitcoms. Feel free to reach out on the Lifeline here if you need to.
Rich, that's one that you may know more than I do.
Well, I mean, hello, it's me, Emily.
Okay, Emily, I'm going to say yes. True.
Winning. True.
That is, you did it. You want to come back like T-Spear.
What is the fourth one? Because I know it's Golden Girls, The Golden Palace, Empty Nest. What's the fourth one?
Nurses.
Oh, okay.
One episode of Nurses.
Okay, all right.
She played her character.
Yay, congratulations, T-Spear. Aren't you glad you called in?
Yes. It'll be worth driving the 150 miles from Opelika to pick this up and redeem it at Seafood Bistro.
You're going to love Seafood Bistro.
And you know what? This year, I have to take leave because I work at the university and we have a policy there where you can only carry over so much.
Right.
So I have to take leave in the spring, and I had already decided to do a staycation and actually travel around, do day trips through. I want to go to Montgomery and visit with y'all. I need to bring some more muffins over. And
you know what? Montgomery's lovely this time of the year.
It's fantastic.
Except not today.
Well, I probably won't come today, my dear. I've got to leave the driving to those on the road who actually really, really, really need to be there.
Right.
instead of just getting out and doing the look. If I lived back in Indiana, this would be nothing.
Old fart in that photo?
What are you talking about?
I thought that was Dan Morris. That's me.
You look nothing like Dan Morris.
That
is the way the light is hitting your hair.
It looks silver. That's not my hair.
We can take another picture. It's not my fault that the lighting up here is horrible.
I want that removed.
Ignore the
Are you serious?
I am ordering that photo removed.
Are you serious right now?
You may keep your half because you look gorgeous.
I'm with him on that one.
I have to delete that picture because you don't like it.
Because it makes me look like I'm 150, like I just climbed out of the grave to come back and do a show.
Or crop
Justin Bieber in on that.
No!
No, please. The fluorescent light makes my hair look white. It's not white. Please. I'm begging you. I don't want anybody thinking.
He doesn't want that. Okay.
Change the photo. Please. It'll be okay.
No, crop it. Do something.
We have another civil emergency.
Rich gave me the serious face.
Uh-oh.
There's been like two or three times where Rich has given me the serious face, and it scared me enough to my core that I'll do whatever he tells me to do.
I am not that vain, but I got to tell you, that is...
I'm deleting it. Let's see. How many people love that picture?
You probably think this show is about you. You're so vain.
Yep. How are you gonna explain that to the 36 people that have loved that photo?
I know.
To my cousin Janine from Tennessee that said, I look lovely.
Just crop me out of it.
I can't just crop you out of a picture. It's already been posted.
Take it down.
I have to crop it and then repost it. I'm going to hide it from my time.
Take it down or this will be your last anniversary.
I can grab the maker's mark. Where's the maker's mark? Did you save the
slip on that one?
I guess T-Spear's phone died.
She went.
During all the laughter.
She went away.
We need you to call us back so we can fill out
our letters. I just deleted it. I hope you're happy. That was an excellent photo of us in action here at 5 o'clock in the frickin' morning for our friends and listeners. But no.
We had to get some winner information from you. I hope we did.
You know what? We didn't, but it's T-Spear. She knows where to find
There's
it.
Only one. That
I don't know that I can even look at you right now.
Why would you want to look at somebody that looks like they're 115 years old? Good Lord, even Rich agrees that picture is god-awful.
It's not god-awful. It's gone now. Me. Refresh your page, and that picture will be gone.
I look like I just wandered off from an old folks home in my pajamas, and I don't know where I am.
That is a
That's
flipping
gotta come
lie.
Down. That's
that
a terrible
a lie.
Photo.
Refresh your page. It's gone. If you hit the refresh on there, it'll be like, can't find photo. Photo not available. You have broken my little heart. My little Grinch heart.
Probably we were interrupted there. There's another civil
emergency. Oh, another EAS? Mm-hmm. And we're doing such important stuff, too, for the community here.
I just, you know, it's been a while since I drank this early in the morning.
Let me none of that. I have better drugs in the car I can give you that will fix you right up. My antidepressant, for one. I just went out and took that. I risked breaking... a hip, a leg, and every other part of my lower body because I had to make change for Rich.
What a week. Now it's a snowstorm.
Now, did I give you that?
No, that's all right. It's okay.
No, it's not okay.
No, it's all right.
No.
Let's worry about the radio program.
Where'd it go? Where'd it go? Where'd it? Here it is.
Oh, thanks.
All right. Here's a random call. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, I got a pile on with you guys.
Okay.
Well, pile on, buddy.
I didn't know who that was in the picture.
Neither did I when I first... I thought somehow you were on Dan Morris's show.
Because
that's how white my hair looked in that.
I said, what is Dan doing there? I just didn't know who it was. I was looking at it. I said, who is that there with Emily? So
I'm horrified. I'm just horrified that anybody saw that.
Well, you know, I wasn't thinking like... You know, old guy just said, who is that? This did not look like you.
Well, thank you, Rusty. I appreciate the extra support.
No problem, man.
Because it is, it's that fluorescent light. It's right over my head.
I know, yeah.
It's not glamour shots, okay?
You look glamorous. You look great.
That's right. Well, it's because when I broke my foot...
The good, Go ahead. Got the good side of the room. That's what it was.
People are looking at pictures saying, geez, I didn't know Emily Hayes was into old farts.
Oh, my God, no. Also, that was T-Spear that called back. She was laughing so hard she had to hang up because she didn't want to ruin the show.
What a thoughtful. She's a thoughtful.
No, we've already ruined it.
That was a fine and decent photograph.
But you need a duo. That's what you need. You need a duo.
I need a duo. I mean, I can't change the lighting in here unless I just turn it completely off.
I would have rather made you publish a picture of me walking out of my pool this morning than that.
You know,
shrinkage and everything.
You have hurt my heart. You have hurt my heart. It's my 1 year anniversary. You couldn't just let me have one flipping thing.
Well, look at her, Rich. She really does have a hurt pickle puss.
I know.
News talk.
That's why.
Send me the picture and I'll edit it for you.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
I can edit. I know how to. I just bring a picture editor, crop, and boom,
pace,
gone.
Justin Bieber over where Greg is.
This might actually be my last anniversary because the buttery one's on line one. He said, "Hey, it's me," and I said, "Who's me?" And he was like, "Your boss." So
ooh.
This may be it for old lady Hayes.
Rusty, good to talk to you.
Hey, see you.
And is this our boss?
No, this is the guy who can't get to the station from Millbrook.
Hey, do we get a raise for coming in today?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah. So, Rich, you're now on Bama Country the rest of the day. And, Greg, you're going to be doing Kiss. And Emily, you can just stay on Kiss for the next 24 hours.
Hey, Rick, we were saying there are five people in the building and eight stations.
So draw straws.
Yeah. What do I real talk? What do I need to do? I'm here for the duration.
No, you don't need to do anything. We have all Sam all the time on Kiss. So Dr. Sam is going to do Kiss except for your shift.
Okay.
And I got to tell you, on one hand, I wish you hadn't risked your lives to go to the radio station this morning. On the other hand, I'm so proud of you that you're all there.
Well, you know, we had one advantage, Rick, and that's this morning. We left before the roads got driven on, and it was a couple of inches of snow, but what's on there now is packed snow and ice, and I think it's gotten much more dangerous.
It's a sheet of ice now, yeah.
Yeah, hey, Rich, you said it was one of the four worst snow days.
We're in the top three of snow days in my 40 years in Montgomery, in the city of Montgomery.
It's
now
even colder than the day you made fun of me when I was trying to walk up to the front of the building. Buck up, Greg. Oh, man. No, behind the building this morning with the wind, my ears actually got really sore from the cold.
Well, you should have seen Louie and Cooper this morning.
Oh, how is the brown bullet?
Oh.
It's a little close to the bottom of the dog, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You could have a clinky winky with this kind of ice.
But I just wanted to tell you how what a great job you all are doing.
Hey, this is...
Here's the question, boss. What do we do for the rest of the day now?
Well, I don't know. So there's your answer. I don't know.
No,
we'll do a replay for Barron.
I think we may be surprised by that. Actually,
we were going to do that anyway.
It's in.
That's in.
Yeah,
he's already got the flu. Yeah. And then if we have to pull a replay for Dan, we'll do that. And Greg, you just have to stay there and you go sleep in my office.
I'll do. I brought a pillow and I brought a blanket if you need it, because, I mean, I'm used to staying up. I'm used to doing the day without a nap. I will do happy hour with you if Joey can't get in.
Our wind chill,
even
right,
though you made me delete the best picture ever.
Our wind chill right now is -3, by the way.
Hey, Emily. Emily, will you send me that picture so I can post it? Because Greg can't do anything to me.
It's gone.
It's still on my phone, you silly goose.
Yeah, he doesn't. Wait till you see this picture if you ever see it.
You know, I don't think it looks bad. And my cousin, my second cousin, Janine, she was like, "You look so much like your mother." It was such a nice.
I look like your mother?
No, you big goober. I look like my mom.
Yeah, but he's worried about what he looked like.
You don't.
I look like
terrible.
Your grandfather. And
you
I'm
know
not
what?
Gonna...
Then, okay, so we've got Rick on the phone. Rick, can we get some better lighting in the studio so when I take photos, these two yahoos don't shut it down all the dang old time? I can't help it.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
I'll get right on that.
Yeah, yeah.
I know it's a priority.
As soon as I get an off button for my mic, then I'll get to the lights. Well, boss, thanks for checking in with us.
All right, I'll talk to you. Bye.
Take Later. Care. Give my best to the boys, the Blue Water boys, Louie and Cooper.
You just want to go blind on these two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, who's this? Welcome to the show.
Oh, hey, Mumnut.
Mumnut, how you feeling?
I'm great.
Good.
Okay.
Is this live?
Oh, yeah, you're on the air.
Live, pal.
On the radio.
Live and in living color?
Uh-huh.
You know, I called from 10:30 to, like, when did Joey answer the phone? About 12 yesterday, not realizing that was a tape.
Well, that's radio that's well done when you can't tell.
Yeah, I wanted the buttery one was on that tape.
And I heard him, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to him so bad. Yeah, I got some Knesset sausage from a food outlet yesterday. Sure tasting good today.
Good for you,
Emily.
Buddy.
Yes, sir.
Emily, happy anniversary.
Thank you so much.
You just add all the stuff it needs to be on that show there. Did that make any sense at all?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, anyway.
She's the special sauce on her Big Mac.
I'm Thousand Island dressing.
My 16-year-old daughter's got to drive to Cracker Barrel. Yeah, be there at 10.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to make it or slide off?
I don't think she should
anybody,
be on the road.
Especially a 16-year-old who's not experienced driving on ice. I would not. Did they check to see if they're going to be open?
I don't know. I guess I should call and find out.
Yeah.
I would do that. Or to see if they're insisting employees come in that weren't already there.
Yeah. We've got a very special caller on line 3.
Mumnut, thank you for the call. This is Baron.
Le Baron.
Le Baron. Hey, I am coming in. I did want to tell people, I'll give a little roads update from live on Montgomery Roads. Actually, the further you are away from the city, the better the roads are. As you get into town, the roads get worse.
Hmm.
And I'm not sure why that is. I guess it's just the number of cars driving over it and packing that ice down.
Yeah.
Melting and then refreezing that because it's still so bitterly cold out. But it's a sheet of ice in town. If you're out on the county, there's still enough snowpack. You got a little drip. But coming in from Pike Road, it wasn't bad at all, leaving the neighborhood or coming down Vaughn Road. It's when I got past Taylor Road and started heading towards Bell Road. It just really, really started getting just solid sheets of ice. But, you know, I'm going to be there in a little bit, so you guys have fun and
Are you feeling better? How you feeling?
Oh, yeah. I feel fine. Yeah, I'm running normal temperatures. And that flu is no joke, though. Let me tell you, I was down for 5 solid days.
Hey, I was down for 3, but I had Tamiflu. Did you get Tamiflu?
No.
No, I took Kleenex and Gatorade.
Tamiflu would have cut. Tamiflu would have cut 2 days off of that.
Yeah. Well, and I took a little Soundgarden. But that was... So, yeah, no, I... It's no joke. I, looking back, I sort of wish I'd had Tamiflu, but came on a Friday night. And that's no time to go to the doctor.
Well, we will see you when you get her. Be careful, buddy.
All right, man.
All right, buddy. See
Take care.
Bye.
All right. And instead of Tamiflu, go for the best.
Hi, folks. This is Jimmy Dean with Jimmy Dean's Pure Pork Sausage. There seems to be a panic in this country with the swine flu. Now, most folks know you can't get swine flu from eating pork. But there are some of you who still think eating Jimmy Dean's Pure Pork Sausage will expose you to the virus. Well, I say if you can't fight them, join them. Introducing Jimmy Dean's Premedicated Pork Sausage soaked in Tamiflu. Why wait till you get sick to get treatment? Load up on swine now and protect yourself. And coming soon, Jimmy Dean's Pure Pork Premedicated Sausage soaked in vodka. For protection with a buzz, Jimmy Dean's. Have some sizzling at your house.
Coming soon, Jimmy Dean's with Maker's Mark.
Rich, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
As we've been telling you, all the local emergency managements on on all the local counties, including every county here in central Alabama, have issued what's called a civil emergency message saying just don't go on the roads. Just don't do it. You just heard from Barron. As you get closer into town, it actually gets worse because what you have is not just the snow that we drove through at 4 o'clock this morning or 4:30. You have now just a sheet of ice. And I just had a friend of mine who said he did a 360 on the road on the way to work. He was going to Baptist because he just had to be there. All right, so that's the deal. We have single-digit wind chills now. Extremely cold today, windy, with northwest winds 15, now gusting to 26 miles per hour at the current time, with a high temperature today 31, so we don't make it past freezing. Then clear, very cold tonight, overnight low 17, so if anything does melt, it will refreeze. Tomorrow, sunshine, high around 43, near 20 again tomorrow night. Friday, high in the low 50s. Sounds like a heat wave with sunshine. Still upper 20s tomorrow night. Then on Saturday, high near 61. Right now, listen to these current conditions because they're just, it's staggering. By the way, let me tell you this. It's 14 at Montgomery's Regional Airport, the official temperature, with a wind chill of minus 3. In Nome, Alaska, it is 21 with a wind chill of 19.
Wow, balmy Nome.
We'd go to Nome to warm up. In Prattville right now, it is 13. In Alexander City, it is 12 with a below zero wind chill. And that's your weather at 8:47.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Be back just a moment. Maker's Mark. Moment.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are 5 reasons a first-home homebuyer needs to act now. First, interest rates on loans are still at historically low rates, which translates to more house for your dollar than ever before. Second, the supply and demand for housing in our area is balanced for the first time in a decade, which means there are houses to be seen without the pressure of multiple offers on the same property. Third, Alabama Housing Finance has excellent financing for first-home homebuyers that allow buyers to have fixed low rates and low or no down payment required to close. Fourth, area banks and mortgage companies also have excellent products for first-home homebuyers that will help you finance your first home. Fifth, hiring a buyer agent at no cost to you to negotiate on your behalf, suggest financing, and write a clean, concise offer is available now from the Goodson Group. For more details, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me direct at bogoodson@charter.net.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in. Have a cup of coffee and meet my 4 kids and 2 dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. Baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. See? 546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callen, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Glass. We literally take glass for granted. Just think about it. Every day we get in our cars, head out for the day, and do we ever say, thank you, glass? Thank you for keeping the bugs out of my mouth. Thank you for keeping the rain out. Thank you, glass, for just being glass. And besides having glass to protect us and keep us comfortable, glass can also be used to decorate your house, place of worship, or even your storefront. So do yourself a favor and call Independent Glass at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. Or contact them online at independentglassco.com. Independent Glass, where you should go for home, commercial, or auto glass needs.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. is a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery for your next Mercedes-Benz or shop online at JackIngramMercedes.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Snow on mounts are doubling. I'm sick and tired of shoveling. Winter ends. Each week a snowstorm comes to pass, so why should I bother busting my...
And here's something that just occurred to me as that was playing. Winter started less than 4 weeks ago, so we still have more than 2 months officially of winter weather.
It's just weird because that's, you know, we never really get to experience all the seasons. It's usually just a couple of weeks of where it's cold and you break out some sweaters and rock and roll hoochie-coo, you're done.
Well, I'm ready to officially declare this the coldest day I've experienced as I wrap up 13 years in Montgomery. I mean, this is Chicago-style cold and snow. I was just outside behind the building, and there's still very, very few cars out, thankfully, on 85. But as I was walking through the snow that's piled up on the sidewalk, it's crunching, and that was a sound I had not heard since I lived up north. Really weird. I mean, this is, you know, usually when we get a snow here, like the last one, that was heavy and wet, and you can make snowmen and that kind of thing with that. And that's actually not nearly as dangerous to drive in. It's not safe, but it's not nearly as dangerous to drive in as what we have here. That said, I think I'm going to attempt to get home.
I am here for the duration. Like I said, I've got the day off from what I affectionately call my big girl job, you know, because it only requires 40 hours a week as opposed to the 20.
Friends, we have no way of knowing who's going to be open, who's going to be closed today.
We don't, but as we find out, we'll pass it along. But and I just want to share this with everybody. Another reason I am not going home, not just because we're kind of on a skeleton crew here, is because I live in Prattville, and I'm going to have to go over bridges.
Yeah.
And I know what I drove in this morning just to get here from 5 miles away. Thank you again to the Holtz for letting me stay in their spare bedroom. I'm not trying to do that.
The Holt Bed and Breakfast?
Yeah, the Holt Estate. It was quite lovely. It was lovely. They have kitty cats, so it was kind of like I was home.
Oh, well, that's nice.
And I really appreciate that. And also, on behalf of the morning show, I want to thank all of you who either called in and didn't go on the air, and all of you who have sent me messages on Facebook expressing your thanks and gratitude for us being on the air earlier than normal, and keeping you in the loop with what's going on. It's what we do, and when these situations happen, it's not a question of if we're going to come in early, it's what time are we coming in? Like, what time will we get there as opposed to our regular time, and what are we going to do? So we're here for y'all. We're a service to the community. That's the way I think of it, at least. Plus, some of us just have a radio addiction and can't stay away from a live microphone. Emily Hayes.
It is tempting, isn't it? Let's just take this call as it comes in. Good morning.
Good morning. This is David.
Hey, Mr. Sandman.
Hey. I just want to let y'all know, in order to keep thousands of people from trying to get to our store today, we're going to be closed.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I just, the hordes of people driving on the road coming to see me, I'd just be horrified if something happened to one of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and hey, real talk. I've decided that this year I'm going to buy myself a new mattress and box spring because mine is a lumpy piece of crap. And sleep is very important to me. I had one good night's sleep at my dad's house when I was visiting him last weekend. I was like, yeah, I need to go ahead and get a new mattress.
I called Mommy the Swami after happy hour yesterday. And she spent half the phone call praising you.
Yeah, she's a wonderful lady. And she was very patient. We got her taken care of, though. So I'm so happy.
And so is she. Believe me, she loves that mattress she got.
I mean, I love my sleigh bed. I got a steal on my sleigh bed.
Well, I bought a bed that I fondly nicknamed the Zip Code from him because it's so big.
Yeah.
And then I, you know, until I had the resources, I waited to get a really nice mattress. And the last mattress I bought was the first new one I've had in like 20 years.
Well, see, that's the thing. I got my, I got the sleigh bed when I moved into the new place in Prattville. So that was in May. And I told myself I was going to wait a year until I got the new mattress and box spring, but I don't think that I can anymore.
Is the step above bed from the Zip Code the area code?
No, really. No, this is what he had. I used to have a warehouse out. That was at McGee Road.
We had a warehouse store we tried to open, but the landlord went bankrupt and couldn't get the building ready for us, so we had to shut it down. So
I had a remote near there. I stopped in and there's this bed that was just, I mean, I loved it because it had a headboard with, it was padded because, you know, you don't want to bang your head against wood. And he gave me such a great price on it. I was like thrilled, man. And I love it. I've had it for 12 years now.
Yeah, it's been that long. Good grief.
Yeah, that was 2006, believe it or not.
All right. Well, y'all have a great day. Is the party off tonight at the Baumhauer's?
I'm going to have to assume it is, yeah.
Okay, well, I was planning on coming, but that's okay.
I appreciate that. And we'll, I mean, I guess we'll try to figure something out. Because I know a lot of folks that planned on coming.
Yeah.
Which made me feel special. Like maybe I.
Well, you are special.
Oh.
And not in the bad way.
Thank you.
She is, isn't she? Not in a bad way. Thank you, Mr. Sandman.
All right, we'll see y'all later. Bye-bye.
Something else I'm sure you can do today without risking life and limb is get a mortgage.
Oh, true.
I don't think Morris Capuano can be snowed or iced out.
No, he's like the post office.
Call him at 409-9300. And a special note to those of you who have felt left out of the home buying experience because of a less than great credit score or lack of money down. He's now teamed up with Renaissance Bank, and they have programs now specially designed for people in those categories. So if you previously were told no, or you told yourself no because of lack of down payment, or your credit was, around 640, give them a call because they now have programs, thanks to this new partnership with Renaissance Bank, that will help you, that can get you done. So it's not a waste of your time to give them a buzz at 409-9300. That's 409-9300 for Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 402-669.
What's your biggest investment?